Hi everyone, I'm Amy Parrott and this is A Way Forward. You might be able to hear my excitement and even see me smiling. However, you might not be able to hear or see my fear. But basically, I am somewhere between terror and that, oh my God, this moment has finally arrived. So this podcast has been on the cards for a year now, pretty much since the New Zealand lockdown in 2020. It has taken me this long to muster the courage and find, a way forward to start this long, personally awaited podcast. So here I am. So what is A Way Forward about? Well, do you ever feel stuck? I would say, at a guess, probably yes. Do you feel stuck because you can't find a way forward from a situation? Any situation? Do you feel stuck perhaps within your relationship or maybe within an aspect of your relationship? Do you feel stuck with your health or your fitness? Do you feel stuck at work, within yourself, with decisions? Basically, is there somewhere in your life where you feel that you just can't move forward from where you are? As a health, life, and endurance coach, I have worked with people with all sorts of stuck places or even sticky places. That's when you kind of think you are moving forward, but you keep getting stuck. I personally have experienced countless stuck times and then found myself unstuck down the track. So, how does it feel in this stuck place? Often our hope reserves are really low. And the longer we are stuck in this place, the less we are able to really be ourselves, which sucks. The less we can see that glimmer of hope that might help us to move forward. So it's like a downward spiral. It's almost like we've hermitized ourselves, as in, you know, we've become a bit of a hermit, and we often feel detached from life and somehow feel like we don't know which step to take, or we are just out of ideas in terms of how to move forward. Our motivation levels have crashed. The joy in our life might be lacking, and we are, well, just stuck. We feel icky, and we can get more and more stressed in this place, as all we really want is to find that way forward so we can get back to living instead of just existing. What I have found from experience and with working with my clients is that there is that moment, that instant, when we are able to find a way forward and take that step, however small. In that moment, however tiny, the glimmer of hope grows into a ray of hope. We feel empowered and the momentum gathers. Hope is restored, we get our mojo back, and we feel like we are living again. Really, really living. So this show is all about that moment when things change from being stuck to being unstuck. What I am so curious about is how do we do this? This has been my fascination and an area I find myself dissecting all the time, whether it's my story or someone else's. It's kind of an obsession, really. We know that these stuck, unstuck times are just part of life and are crucial to building resiliency or the belief that no matter what happens, we know we will become unstuck. We also know that how people achieve the unsticking is absolutely unique to them. What we will do in this podcast is really look at this moment in time, taken from people's stories, real everyday people, to see how they did it, because each one will be different. We will also look at what it might take to be more prepared for these sticky times. And there are things we can do now which will equip us with the self-belief that looks something like, whatever happens, I will find a way forward. Essentially, building resilience. I want to inspire you and me with these stories so that we can take the learnings from others and use these to either motivate us in those stuck times or provide us with the actions that will give us hope in that stuck moment, so that we may become unstuck more successfully, with less fear and less pain. So I would love you to join me over the weeks for these podcasts. This is the only way I could think to connect to more people and more stories across the world. I'm just so desperate to get these ideas, these thoughts, and these stories in particular out into the world to help inspire and motivate us to find that way forward. Enjoy.